I think it's gonna stop.
Eagle, you're a go to detect at 4 minutes.
Roger, you're a go to continue power descent. You're a go to continue power descent.
Roger.
Altitude 40,000.
And Eagle Houston, we got data dropouts. You're still looking good.
Altitude lights out. Okay. LH is minus 2,900.
Roger, we copy.
At the Earth, right out our front window.
Houston, you're looking at our Delta H.
That's affirmative.
Program alarm.
Looking good to us, over.
1202.
Good radar data. Altitude now 33,500 feet.
Give us a reading on the 1202 program alarm.
Roger, we got you. We're going at alarm.
Roger, 330.
6 plus 25, throttle down. 6 plus 25, throttle down.
Roger, copy. 6 plus 25.
We're still go. Altitude 27,000 feet.
Same alarm, and it appears to come up when we have a 1668 up.
Roger, copy. Eagle Houston, we'll monitor
that's
your Delta
A. Beautifully.
Delta A
looks look good now.
Roger, Delta A is looking good to us.
Wow. On time.
Roger, copy, throttle down.
Throttle down. Head him in the simulator.
Roger.
Right. Hikes and things look real close.
Altitude now 21,000 feet, still looking very good. Velocity down now to 1,200 feet per second.
You're looking great to us, Eagle.
Okay, I'm still on flu, so we may tend to lose as we gradually pitch over. Let me try auto again now, see what happens.
Roger.
Okay, looks like it's holding.
Roger, we got good data.
Seven minutes, 30 seconds into the burn. Altitude 16,300 feet.
Eagle Houston, it's descent to fuel to monitor, over.
42.
Altitude 13,005. Velocity 9,100 feet per second.
Made it switch over time, please, Houston.
Roger, stand by. You're looking great at 8 minutes.
Correction on that velocity, now reading 760 feet per second.
It's the P-64.
Good. Roger.
Fido says we're go, altitude 9,200 feet.
830, you're looking great.
Descent rate 129 feet per second.
We copy. Eagle, you're looking great. Coming up 9 minutes.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Altitude 5,200 feet.
Manual attitude control is good.
Roger, copy. Roger, copy.
Altitude 4,200.
Houston, you're a go for landing, over.
Roger, understand, go for landing, 3,000 feet.
Copy.
Alarm. 1201. 1201.
Roger, 1201 alarm. We're go, same type, we're go.
2,000 feet, 2,000 feet. Into the ag, 47 degrees.
Roger.
47 degrees.
Eagle looking great, your go.
Altitude 1600. 1400 feet, still looking very good.
Roger, 1202, we copy it.
35 degrees. 35 degrees, 750, coming down to 23. 700 feet, 21 down, 33 degrees. 100 feet down at 19. 540 feet down at 30 and at 15. And 400 feet down at 9. Gate forward. 150 feet down at 4. 30 and a half down. Pegged on horizontal velocity. 300 feet down 3.5, 47 forward. Hold up. On 1.5 down. 70. 8. That's the shadow out there. 50 down at 2.5, 19 forward. Altitude, velocity, light, 3.5 down, 220 feet, 13 forward, 11 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet, 4.5 down, 5.5 down, 160 feet, 6.5 down, 5.5 down, 9 forward, good, 120 feet. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 5%. 185. Okay, 75 feet. Car's looking good, down a half. 6 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on. 6. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. 40 feet down, 2.5, picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down, straight shadow. 4 forward, 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. 20, down a half.
30 seconds.
Forward, just dust. Okay. 30. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Both control, both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're looking good here.
Okay, we're gonna be busy for a minute.
My after arm on, take care of the descent. I'll get this bus repaired. very smooth touchdown. Okay, it looks like we're vending the oxidizer now.
Roger, Eagle, and you are stay for T1. Over. Eagle, you are stay for T1.
More slides, bud?
No, hold it just a minute.
Okay.
Minutes of PLSS time expended now.
Okay, everything's nice and straight in here.
Okay, can you pull the door open a little more? I'm going to pull it now. Houston, the Mesa came down. All right.
Houston, Roger, we copy, and we're standing by for your TEV. Houston, loud and clear. Break, break, buzz, this is Houston. Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in.
Roger, TV circuit breaker's in. And reach 5 clear.
Roger. And we're getting a picture on the TV.
TV. Okay. You got a good picture, huh?
There's a great deal of contrast in it, and currently it's upside down on our monitor, but we can make out a fair amount of detail.
Okay, would you verify the position the opening I ought to have on the camera?
Stand by. Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Okay, I just checked, getting back up to that first step. It's not even collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up.
Roger, we copy.
It's a pretty good little jump.
This is Houston, F2, 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Okay. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Surface is fine and powdery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, powdered charcoal, to the sole and sides of my boot. I only go in a small fraction of an inch, maybe an eighth of an inch, but I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads in the fine sandy particles.
Neil, this is Houston, we're copying.
I'll step out and take some of my first pictures here.
Roger, Neil, we're reading you loud and clear. Let's see, getting some pictures and the contingency sample.
Five and a half minutes of PLSS time expended now.
Neil, this is Houston. Did you copy about the contingency sample? Over.
All right, you're going to get to that just as soon as I finish these picture series. Okay, gonna get the contingency sample there in here.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, the contingency sample is down and it's up sample. Like it's a little difficult to dig through the initial crust.
Very interesting. It's a very soft surface, but here and there where I plug with the contingency sample collector, I run into very hard surface, but it appears to be very cohesive material of the same sort. I'll try to get a rock in here. Get a couple. All its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here. Be advised that a lot of the rock samples out here, the hard rock samples, have what appear to be vesicles in the surface. Also, I'm looking at one now that appears to have some sort of phenocrysts.
Houston, roger out.
Okay, the handle is off the... It pushes in about 6 to 8 inches into the surface. Like it's pretty easy to...
It is. It's, I'm sure I could push it in farther, but... It's hard for me to bend down further than that.
Then now you could throw so far.
You can really throw things a long way up here. Pocket open, bud?
Yes, it is. It's not up against your suit, though. Hit it back once more. Work more toward the inside. Okay, that's good.
Put in the pocket?
Yeah, push down. Got it? No, it's not all the way in. Push it.
In the pocket, my oxygen is 81%. I have no flags and I'm in minimum flow.
This is Houston, or roger Neil.
Okay, I got the camera going at one frame a second. Okay. And I've got 80%, no flags. Good.
Are you getting a TV picture now, Houston?
Neil, yes, we are getting a TV picture. Neil, this is Houston. We're getting a picture. You're not in at the present time. We can see the bag on the LEC being moved by Buzz, though. Here you come into our field of view.
Let me move that over the edge for you.
Okay, you ready for me to come out?
Yeah, just stand by a second. I'll move this over the handrail. Okay.
All right, that's got it. Are you ready?
All set. Okay, you saw what difficulties I was having. I'll try to watch your pliss from underneath here.
All right, the backup camera is the backup camera is position.
Okay, your pliss is looks like it's clear and okay. Your toes are about to come over the sill. Okay, now drop your pliss down. There you go, you're clear. And laterally you're good. Got an inch clearance on top of your pliss.
Okay, you need a little bit of arching of the back to come down. How far are my feet from the
edge? You're right at the edge of the porch.
Okay. Back in from... Small little foot movement. Porch. Arching of the back. Helmet comes up and clears the... Okay, without any trouble at all.
Looks good.
Minutes PLSS time expended.
Neil, this is Houston. Based on your camera transfer with the LEC, do you foresee any difficulties in SRC transfer over?
Negative.
That's the sample return containers, the rock boxes that Capcom...
Now I want to back up and partially close that. Making sure not to lock it on my way out.
Particularly good thought.
That's our home for the next couple hours. We want to take good care of it. Okay.
I'm on the top step, and I can look down over the RCU and landing gear pad. It's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next.
Yes, I found it to be very comfortable, and walking is also very comfortable. You've got three more steps, and then a long one.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that 1 foot up there, and both hands down about the fourth rung up.
There you go.
Okay, now I think I'll do the same.
Little more, about another inch. There, you got it?
That's a good step.
Yep. About a 3-footer.
Beautiful view.
Isn't that something? Magnificent sight out here.
Magnificent desolation.
Both PLSS is nominal on consumable.
Looks like the secondary strut. Got little thermal effects on it right here, Neil.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's the seems to be the worst, although similar effects are on all around.
Very fine powder, isn't it?
Isn't it fine?
Right in this area, I don't think there's much of any, but fine powder sometimes clods together, and it's hard to tell whether it's a clod or a rock.
Notice how you can pick it out?
Yeah, and it bounces and then